The Arkansas Prostate Cancer Foundation is reaching out to men and their families all across Arkansas. Know your stats. 1 in 9 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in his lifetime. Stay in the game. All men ages 45 to 75 should see a doctor to consider a screening for prostate cancer. Don't sit on the sideline. Prostate cancer is nearly 100% survivable if caught early. For more information, visit arprostatecancer.org.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back in Greenwood, start of the fourth quarter, Mountain Home facing a 4th and 10 from the 30-yard line. Punt team on the field. It's a fake. A snap it back to Hershberger, who will take it across the 30, but he'll only get to the 31, a 1-yard gain on the fake Hershberger punt. So a little trickery there. Did not work out for the Bombers, Tobias.
It was. It looked like that he had an option there to pitch to McKay, who probably would have chunked it down the sideline. I think they took McKay out of the play, though, and just kind of blew it up. So,
all right, 1st and 10 from the 31 for Greenwood. Hunter Houston in at quarterback, in for LD Richmond. He hands it off to Wilkinson, who's around the left side and up the middle and into the secondary. He's going to bull his way down inside the 25. He'll be brought down at the 23 after an 8-yard gain. Mission LD Richmond knocked out of the ball game. We have seen him back on the sidelines near the medical tent. No helmet in hand. He will not be returning to the ball game. Houston has done yeoman's work in his stead, though.
Yeah, I was about to say, Houston did a great job coming in off the bench, so they can rest him, save him for next week.
All right, Greenwood taking their time, looking over to the sidelines, getting the call. 2nd down and 2 after the 8-yard pickup from the 23-yard line of Mountain Home. Looking to get that sportsmanship rule in effect, and they're going to hand it off to Wilkinson. He's around the right side. He's inside the 20, inside the 15, the 10, the 5, and he steps out of bounds. Lawson Stockton forces him out at the 3. 20-yard pickup on the scamper by Wilkinson. 11:04 remaining in the ball game. Ball at the 3-yard line. 42-13 Greenwood. Still have the starting crew out there. Now they're going to put a couple of linemen in, an extra couple of linemen in, and go to a power set. So two receivers come off the field for the Bulldogs. Two linemen come on. It'll be in a goal line offensive set. It'll be one split man. Now two men split out. Just one man in the backfield. It's Wilkinson. He's going to take the handoff, and he's going to push his way into the end zone, running over Mountain Home defenders. And that'll send the score with the touchdown to 48-13, and that will put the Arkansas sportsmanship rule into effect. We'll play the rest of this ball game after the kickoff with a running clock. Morales on to attempt his extra point. 10:33 remaining. Bulldogs up 48-13. He's looking to make it 49. Morales approaches the football, and he puts the kick down. Patterson puts pressure on, but the kick is right down the middle. 10:33 remaining, 49-13 Bulldogs. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The Bombers are working hard for success. This is Mike Stockton, financial advisor at FSIS Group. When you work as hard for your money, you don't want to take chances with risky investments. We believe in informed investing and will help you find investments that align with your goals. For sound investment advice, call us at 870-701-5160. That's 870-701-5160, located in Mountain Home. FSIS Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC, life well planned.
CenterPoint Energy takes many steps to help ensure the safety of gas lines in your community and shares important tips like the following. A distinct odor similar to rotten eggs is added to natural gas. If you smell it, clear the area and immediately call CenterPoint Energy. Plus, always remember to call 811 before you dig or begin an outdoor project. Natural gas is one of the safest fuels. To find more tips, visit centerpointenergy.com/gas safety.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back in Greenwood, Morales to kick off for the Bulldogs. This game will be played with the sportsmanship rule running clock for the remainder of the contest. Walker takes it and returns the ball out past the 20, got past the 25. He is going to be brought down at about the 27. Now Tobias, running clock, just get out and have some fun and wing it around.
Get out and have some fun. I mean, just like Sandlot, backyard football, you get out, you have some fun, you call some fun plays, let your seniors get some touches here, and you just hang your hat and end on a good note.
First and 10 for the 27, and now there's some confusion, and they're going to take a timeout for Greenwood. 10-10, we'll take it with them. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We at Coleman Family Dentistry want to see your whole family smile while cheering on your favorite sports team. That's why we have opened a second convenient location in Cotter. With services designed for children 3 and up, we are a place the whole family can get their teeth checked. We have state-of-the-art equipment, technologies, and two great locations, all giving you plenty of reasons to smile. Call Coleman Family Dentistry today and meet Dr. Brad Coleman, Dr. Kyle Barton, and the newest member of the family, me, Dr. Austin Wilkie.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back in Greenwood, Mountain Home Bombers trail 49-13, 10-10 remaining. Bombers first and 10 from their own 27, looking to find the scoreboard once again. Empty backfield, Mountain Home's going to throw the football. McKay throws, quickly throws to the right, hauled in by Walker, who spins his way past the 35. They're going to rule him down at the 35 before the pirouette, but that's a nice pickup. 8 yards on the play.
He spun himself down. I think if he would have spun out of that, Sonny, he would have been off to the races.
Second and 2 from the 35 for Mountain Home. Two receivers to each side. Hershberger in the backfield now takes the quick handoff and bolts up the right side. He's going to get the first down. He's out to about the 41. Mountain Home again starting to move quickly. Going to come out here and play bomber ball and see what happens in these last 10 minutes. Actually, 9:30 left now as we're playing with the running clock. First and 10. McKay in the shotgun with Hershberger. He looks in. He's looking to pass. He's going to throw over the middle quickly to Tabor, who takes it and falls inside or out past the 45. He's going to get to the 49-yard line is where they'll mark it. A nice 8-yard reception for Dawson Tabor. Second and 2 from the 49 for the Bombers. Tabor's going to come out and be replaced by Anthony Mojica in the set. A little gimpy there for Dawson, went down a little hard. Looks like he'll be all right, though. Kind of might have taken a shot below the knee.
I'm kind of limping there a little bit.
Second and 2 for the Bombers. McKay and Hershberger in the backfield. McKay to pass. He throws quickly out to their intended receiver is Mojica, who will catch it at the line of scrimmage and be swallowed by a quartet of defenders for no gain. Third and 2 for the Bombers from their 49, 8.5 minutes left to play. Mount Home, I'm sure they'd love to hang another touchdown on the scoreboard. They've already got one more than they had the first time the two teams met. You know, you want to be at that level, Tobias, and it's a building block, and you're taking the first stages this year.
You're right. Another score would sure make it feel good, a little better.
McKay looks to pass, and now he's flushed. He's going to flow to his right. Now he's going to throw it, and he's got a man, and he overthrows. He was throwing on the run for Walker. Walker had a half a step, had that arm extended. We've seen Walker make some almost miraculous catches this year. This time he was not able to pull it off. Fourth and 2 from their own 49, and Mountain Home, they're going to come out, and I think this might be that jumbo package. Yes, it is. Too tight, full house backfield, almost an inverted wishbone. In fact, it is basically a diamond T. They're going to hand it off and force their way ahead, and this time it's going to be Hershberger pounding his way inside down to the 45-yard line, a 6-yard carry. Tobias, well, I wondered if we were going to see this because they held it under wraps to this far.
I like this set. I mean, Hershberger gained every yard he got there. He's running with a mission.
Both these seniors running hard in what could be the final carries of their career. So far, only Tatum Beshears is looking at playing college football. A lot of other kids, though, out here trying to earn a look from some of the colleges across the state and across the region. It's an empty backfield for McKay. Two receivers to the left, three to the right. McKay is going to be flushed, and now he's going to look for running room. And now he's going to throw deep, and he overthrows everyone. He was looking for Hershberger on the scramble, just couldn't get his feet down, and incomplete.
He's running for his life over there. He tries to set his feet and throw, but he can't. He doesn't have enough time. He's got to get rid of it. It just overthrows his man.
Bombers, you know, come a long way in moving from a running team to a passing team. It's still a lot of work to be done on that footwork. Tobias, you know, from your college days, that kind of footwork, you don't learn that overnight.
Now that takes time.
Second and 10. McKay solo. He's ready to throw it, and he flips it out. And they're going to say, incomplete. He was looking for Hannaford, and it falls incomplete.
Talking about that footwork, you know, I think Mitch mentioned it as well. You know, if they would have gotten the entire offseason, you know, when things shut down in March, what does this team look like if they would have had all that time together? Those are all things I think that would have made a difference this season. So excited for them to get a full offseason and see what next year's squad can look like.
All members of the offensive line, underclassmen, will be back next year. Looking to pass, and he throws it deep, looking for Walker along the sidelines. A little face guarding there, and they're not going to call that at this point of the game, and the ball goes out of bounds. Another incomplete pass, fourth and 10 from the 45.
We've seen that duo all season long. They've had a lot of success there, just trying to throw it up and go get it.
Yeah, the Greenwood defender forcing Walker along the sidelines, forced him out of bounds, actually.
Yeah.
And if he could have come back in and maybe reestablished. I did not see the hat fly off, though, as they often do when the receiver's forced out of bounds. Fourth down and 10, 4:42 with the running clock. McKay in the backfield. He's joined by Hershberger. He's going to throw quickly. It's the inside screen to Walker, and Walker is going to be swallowed up after a short gain. That's going to get the ball down to the 43. Just a 2-yard pickup on that pass to Walker, and that'll be a turnover on downs.
Do you look for Greenwood here to just kind of let the clock run out, just kind of eat it up, or you think they're going to try to make a statement going into the next round of the playoffs and try to hang another score?
We got a JV offense out here, Tobias. That is not now a single starter.
Yeah, but when you got a tradition like Greenwood has, I mean, their JV is talented. I mean, we saw the depth with the quarterback and the backup. And
call this a JV. I might even call this a sophomore team. Okay, the size difference is obvious. I think Greenwood actually does have a little more class than that. And I think they'll put the ball on the ground and run this clock out. Hand off up the middle. He's feeling his way. Is that the Moose back in?
Ty Moose back in.
The Moose gets the carry. And he is going to fall ahead for a couple of yards, the senior.
I like this this new quarterback, too. This is Joe Trusty. So we got Trusty and the Moose.
Trusty and the Moose, and they're going to got the ball out to the 46, a little 3-yard gain for the Moose. Second and 7 for Greenwood, just 3:11 left in the season for the Bombers. But it's been a spectacular season above anyone's expectations that we could have hoped for in the first year of this rebuilding project. Moose has another carry, and he is around the left side. He's going to take it across the 50. Going to drop him there at the 50. Mountain Home now getting some guys, some new guys, some team. Senior Charles Hubbard going to come in. They're going to mark that at the 49. That's a 6-yard gain for Moose. Third and 1. See how senior Charles Hubbard in there now getting on the defensive line. Getting a little time tonight.
Yeah, I like seeing them get them seniors in, you know, and giving everybody a chance to play. And, you know, these are memories these kids will take with them for years and years to come. And so I always like to see that.
Charles getting out there, getting a few snaps. Been a real team guy, though. You know, it's hard when you're a senior and you don't start and get out there, be part of it, though. help get this team ever better every day in practice. So Moose and Trusty in the backfield. Snap, and Trusty's going to roll, and he's going to keep it. He's going to go up the middle. He's going to find a first down yardage. It'll be brought down by Ofa Valdez.
Joe Trusty's the ball carrier.
Trusty's going to get just to the line to gain. First down and 10 from the Mountain Home 47.
We haven't talked much about Ofa tonight. You know, Greenwood had such a great offensive line. They've really been able to stop our defensive line tonight. And we just hadn't called his name as much because they've done a great job. And
they've also neutralized those quick defensive ends. The big man there at the left tackle. You didn't see him giving up anything on the blind side there. But Trusty, 1:22 left to go in the game. Trusty and Moose hands it off to Moose. Moose runs up the middle. He's brought down. The Bombers fighting to drag him down. Who is that on the bottom of that pile? That is Colby Lockhart. Or, I'm sorry, that's Gage Lindsey dragging him down. But they are going to give him a 2-yard pickup. Second and eight with just a minute to go. This could be the last snap of the ball game.
Once this quick clock goes into effect, I mean, it just runs right off. You look over and all of a sudden there's 50 seconds left and the fourth quarter's almost gone.
45 seconds left. Trusty now is going to take he might even take a knee. He's in a pistol formation, but that looks like it is. It is a take-a-knee play, and he will take a knee and drop it at the 50-yard line for a 3-yard loss, and that is going to do it, folks. 24 seconds left. The teams are taking the field. They're going to line up and bump some elbows, maybe shake some hands, maybe even give a hug. Last game of the careers for a bunch of great seniors. And Mountain Home Bombers are going to fall tonight 49-13 at the hands of the Greenwood Bulldogs. We'll take a quick break and be back. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The game is over, but our broadcast continues. The Bombers post-game show is next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hey, Bomber fans, it's Adrian Blackwell from Arvest Bank. This cheer is a shout-out to our awesome teachers and amazing paraprofessionals. Thank you for leading with a servant heart, fully devoted to reaching every student every time. We know our children are in good hands when it comes to their learning and development. Your tireless effort to learn new methods of teaching make you forever heroes to many. From all of us at Arvest Bank, go Bombers!
I told you that front tire needed air.
I know, Dad.
Where's the tire iron? I told you, always keep a tire iron and a jack.
I know, Dad. I got it. Roadside assistance is included with my shelter insurance auto policy. It's one of the reasons you told me to get it. Remember?
Maybe you do listen after all.
At Shelter, listening to you is what we do best.
Shelter Insurance just announced lower auto rates. See Agent Scott Tabor for more details.
How do you feed the hungry, provide Christmas gifts for a needy child, and house a family all with one hand? Volunteer to be a bell ringer for the Salvation Army's Red Kettle campaign, which helps fund programs all year. This is Gary Pishka, advisory board member for the Salvation Army. As we set out to rescue Christmas for those in need, you can help by adopting a day or half day at a Red Kettle. Call us at 424-5708 to help the Salvation Army provide help and hope for the holidays.